talking about partner violence amongst youth in the Philippines right now. And while it's loading, for a little bit of background on partner violence, it's estimated worldwide that between 10 and 69% of women report being physically assaulted at some point in their lives by a male partner. And partner violence has been linked with a variety of adverse outcomes for women's health, including we have your HIV and STDs, unintended pregnancy, depression. There's also some studies that have found some poor birth outcomes related to partner violence, such as low birth weight. And research shows that partner violence is already common amongst youth. And there's some suggestion in recent literature that there are gender differences with actually higher female perpetration, although this is, as you can imagine, hotly contested. And very little is known about female perpetration and male victimization, but a recurrent theme of the literature is in this intergenerational transmission component. So having witnessed one of your parents or both of your parents being violent against the other, what does that mean for you in your current relationship? But very little is known about gender differences, so how that might impact a woman one way if she saw her father beat her mother versus a man, does that impact him in a similar way? And also, most of the studies are limited by cross-sectional data, and this is particularly a problem in developing country settings, where almost everything is cross-sectional. So our study, the objectives were three here. We have, we wanted to look at the prevalence of and gender differences in partner violence perpetration versus victimization, and we also wanted to see whether exposure to interparental violence during childhood predicts current partner violence, and then whether that potential relationship varies based on being a male versus a female. So our setting is Cebu in the Philippines, and I'll say a little bit more in a minute about the data set, but it comes from the Cebu Longitudinal Health and Nutrition Survey. And Cebu is the second largest metropolitan area following Manila in the Philippines. And in terms of some specific Philippines data on partner violence, there's estimates from surveys that 11 to 26% of women report having had a partner being violent against them at some point during their lifetime. But there's some recent research, actually from our data set as well, that suggests that levels of any violence, that's male perpetration or female perpetration, may be much higher at 42%. So this is an aerial shot of Cebu in the Philippines. And about our data set, this is a 20-plus year longitudinal data set started back in 1983-84 when pregnant women, they were 6 to 7 months pregnant, were randomly sampled from 33 different communities in the metropolitan Cebu area. And there have been since then, there was the baseline then, and now there have been 12 follow-up surveys with these women, mothers, in these 20-plus years. And there have been 5 surveys with the children and now young adults that the women were originally pregnant with in 83-84. And this is, to give you a better sense of where we are, so this is the Cebu area down here on the left. This is the entire Philippines on the left. And then we've blown up that small area. And this is Metro Cebu. So this is where our people come from. And for our study, we've used data from 3 of the survey time points. We've used 1994 data, that's report of the mother, and we've used 2002 and 2005 data that is from surveys with the young adults. And we wound up focusing on, there were about 1,800 of these young adults that are still being sampled, and we focused just on the married and cohabiting young adults, and so there's 472 of them, and at the time of the 2005 survey, they were age 20 to 22. And for our multivariate analysis, we use multinomial logistic regression. Here's one picture, as you can see here, at the lower corner, one of the mothers of the sample and one of the young women. And so in terms of adjusting our multivariate model, there were a number of characteristics here. We've got individual characteristics, which are reported by the young adult in 2002, such as alcohol use, last school grade completed, et cetera. And then there's these maternal and household characteristics that were reported by the mother as of 1994. So at that point, the young adult was 11 years old. And the questions that we asked the young adult in 2002 on recall of interparental violence were, do you remember if either of your parents or caretakers ever hit, slapped, kicked, or used other means like pushing or shoving to try to hurt the other physically when you were growing up? And so if they answered yes to that, then they were asked this additional question, who hurt the other physically? So we actually have data on, you know, was it mother hurting father? Was it father hurting mother, et cetera? Or was it nothing? So here are the overall results. So you have on the left side about 50% of the males saying that they witnessed either parent hit the other, and 45% of the females saying the same. And then we have the none category on the right. But then breaking down this either category further, we have most of the violence that the young adults reported seeing during childhood was father to mother. So in the middle column there, you have males, 28% saying they witnessed father and mother violence versus 25% of the females saying the same. And then obviously next highest category is mother to father violence, and then both parents being violent against the other. In terms of the young adults' current partner violence experience, the questions that we asked in these questions, this was 2005, they were based on the conflict tactics scale. And so we've got a list here of five different types of violent actions that they were asked about, if they had committed these actions against someone else or if someone had committed these or had done this against them. So things like, did you ever throw something at your partner? Have you harmed your partner enough to need medical attention, etc.? And then here are, we have both perpetration and victimization data on all of this, as I just mentioned, as well as the frequency for each type of violence. But based on some early analysis, we wound up focusing on just three yes-no measures. So whether you perpetrated against your partner, whether you were victimized, or whether there was reciprocal violence between you and your partner. And because of the age of our sample, we focused on violence in between intimate partners in the last year. I know a number of studies look more at lifetime prevalence, but most of the violence that was going on in our sample had happened in the last year. There were just a few cases that were outside of that last year, because these are very young partnerships. They've only been together for a short period of time. So here we have, and you might think this data is wrong, but under perpetration, my little guy's not working here, we have much higher female report of violence. We have 56% of the females saying that they perpetrated violence against their partner versus 25% of the men saying the same thing. And then under victimization, 30% of the men, or 31% of the men, are saying that their female partner had hit them or done one of these actions to them versus 28% of the women. And then you see reciprocal violence is the next category. And then just overall for none, you can see it's much more in the men saying that there's no violence in their relationships versus the female. So we were rather surprised by this, the high levels of female perpetration, as you might be as well. And then this is multivariate analysis. These are adjusted relative risk ratios. So basically we're looking at whether having reported that your parents, you know, one of your parents was violent against the other, or both parents were violent, what is the impact on your current relationship violence? Under perpetration, we didn't find any statistically significant relationships between having witnessed interparental violence and current violence in your relationship. But under victimization, you can see that in this highest category here, if you reported that you witnessed mother-to-father violence, you were 4.6 times more likely to report that you were currently being victimized in your intimate relationship. And then similarly, but lower, smaller magnitude, is father-to-mother violence. So if you reported that your father had been violent against your mother, you were 3.42 times more likely to report victimization in your current relationship. And for both, it wasn't significant under victimization. But then if we move over to reciprocal violence, under father-to-mother violence, there is a significant, statistically significant relationship, whereas you, if you had reported that both of your parents were violent against each other, you were 1.8 times more likely to report reciprocal violence in your current relationship. And this multivariate model was adjusted for all of those maternal, individual, and household factors that I noted earlier. Let's see. So then some other key results that we found. The only thing under that perpetration category that had significant, any sort of significant relationship was gender, and males had a lower risk of reporting that they were perpetrating based on, compared to females. And so other interesting things were joint decision-making, and in the event that you're not familiar with decision-making questions, there's a variety of questions that are trying to get at who in the household is making major decisions, whether it's about childcare or whether or not the woman goes to work and whatnot. And so these questions will ask, you know, does the wife decide, have the final say in where the child goes to school? Does the husband have the final say, or is there joint decision making going on there? So we found that with greater joint parental decision making, you had a lower risk of violence victimization. And similarly, with greater joint household decision making, there was a lower risk of reciprocal violence. And then under that reciprocal violence category, being male was also associated with less reciprocal violence. So there's, again, a gender issue there. So we also, our overall multivariate model was men and women together, and so then the gender variable was significant under several of the different violence perpetration and a couple of the categories. So we decided to look at gender interactions as well. And so we found that compared to males, female respondents were less likely to perpetrate with greater household income during childhood, and also if their mothers were older. And then males had a lower risk of reciprocal violence if their mothers attended church more often, but males had a higher risk if their household, when they were age 11, had purchased any alcohol, and that's compared to females. So then, in terms of limitations, underreporting of violence is common in research, although considering the high levels of violence that we had reported, that may not have been such an issue with our data. And the finding of very high female violence perpetration rates could definitely be partially due to reporting differences by gender. There's some research that's shown that women are, I guess, much more honest about their violence perpetration versus men tend to minimize it. And this is a very early partnership sample. There are about 1,800 of these young adults overall, and so this is a subset of 472 that are in relationships already. So they may be very different from the rest of the sample who is not in any sort of significant relationship now. And also, we didn't have any data on child abuse, and some of the literature on intergenerational transmission has shown that child abuse plays a role in whether or not you are currently in a violent relationship. And community-level violence, we didn't look at community-level violence, and that has been found by some studies to play a role as well. In terms of implications, it's clear that this would be a great point at which to focus programs and policies, or even, you know, shortly before these young adults have gotten into these relationships, it would be ideal. So it'd be great to be able to get programs in there to break these cycles of violence. And there's clearly a need to broaden the conceptualization of intimate partner violence, recognizing that intergenerational transmission doesn't have any gender boundaries. There's definitely some interesting things going on here with the females as well as the males. And the high perpetration levels in females, there's a definite need for further exploration. Most of the research is on male perpetration and correlates. There are some studies in females coming out now and trying to explore the context of it, and there's a major controversy over the meaning of female violence versus male violence, and is it, you know, in response to male violence, et cetera. But the research is definitely in its early stages.